Hello.
Yes, my name is Agent, returning the call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I need to advise
Yes,
you this
ma'am.
call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requests this call back?
Yes, this is James.
Yes, so how may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling. Can I I was trying to figure out how can I file for unemployment, for unemployment benefit.
Can I have your full Social Security number, please?
My social security number 0365268 01.
Thank you. Can I have your first and your last name, please?
James Franklin.
Thank you. Can I have your date of birth, please?
2/3/1983.
Thank you. Can I also have your mother's maiden name?
Franklin.
Thank you. One moment.
Okay.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Thank you. We came to your fraud acknowledgement. I understand that knowingly making a false statement and a false sign income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Repeat that, please.
I understand that knowingly making a false statement and a false sign income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Agree.
Thank you. I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years. Could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Agree.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need to only file for trade adjustment assistance, TA benefits?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive a notification that you have a trade readjusting allowances, TRA certification?
No.
Thank you. To confirm, your first name is spelled out James.
Yes.
Thank you. To confirm, your last name is spelled out Frankline.
Yes.
Thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Can I have your telephone number, please?
205-496-0823.
Thank you. To confirm, your date of birth is 2/3/1983.
Yes.
Thank you. And to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Frankline.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a driver license?
No.
Thank you. Do you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
I don't have that anymore because my house caught on fire. I used to stay in a little while back, but I have a voter's ID for now.
Okay, thank you. So your answer is no for that also, for the Alabama non-ID, that's correct.
Yes.
And may I please have your race?
My race is black.
Thank you. And may I please have your ethnicity? Are you non-Hispanic, Hispanic, or no response?
I'm leaving none of that. No response, I guess.
Thank you. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I think the 9th grade.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Thank you. And may I please have your residential country?
My who?
Your residential country. What country do you stay in?
America.
Thank you. Can I have your residential address, please?
212B, as a letter in boy, Howard, Howard, Irvin, Irvin, Drive, Drive, Utah, Eutaw, Alabama, 35462.
I can barely understand you. What was your zip code?
35462.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked out on?
Work description? Hello?
Can I have the work description for the last job that you clocked out on?
We're working the warehouse.
What all did you do on that job that you clocked out on, sir?
Well, we packed boxes, we fed machines, we inspect the boxes, and shipped them out.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Excuse me.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Am I skipping work? What?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
I understand you, people.
Do you obtain work accessibly through a union hiring hall?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About five.
Thank you. What is the lowest?
5%.
I can barely understand you. What is the, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
5 to 10.
God damn.
Is your answer 5 or 10, sir?
5.
Thank you. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept? For example, $10.50.
Lowest I go would be $10.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
Thank you. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Thank you. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer, direct deposit or keep state debit?
The debit card that you sent.
Thank you. So you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Ventures card, that card is good until the valid 3 days on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Ventures prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, that card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Ventures prepaid account. The Alabama Ventures prepaid benefits card is issued by Commercial Bank. Commercial charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls. And there is a $1.35 fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Commercial Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. International transaction fee excluded ATM withdrawal and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft for credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit clpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Can I have the name of the last company that you clocked out on?
The last company was Express Unemployment Temporary Service, something like that. I think that's the name of it.
Is it Express Employment Professional, sir?
Yes, ma'am, in Northport, Alabama, yes.
Can I have the company's telephone number, please?
205-785-0080.
Can I have the work location, city and state?
Northport, Alabama.
And I can barely understand you. What was that telephone number, please?
205-785-0080.
Thank you. Can I have the employment start date when you first started the job, the month, the day, and the year, please?
March 1st, 2021, 24. And the last date I worked was sometime this month. I think it was July 10th or 13th of 24.
Is July 10th or July 13th?
I said it was July 13th of 24.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working? Did you quit or were you fired?
I was let go.
And what is the specific reason why you're no longer working?
I was fired because I knew I wasn't going to work. I was trying to get transferred to another shift. There was problems at the job with me and another person.
So was it a misconduct?
I guess so, yeah. They say it was because I wasn't coming in. My absentees.
Okay. Did you give them a notice?
No. I'm telling you. I'm telling the agency they gave me for not coming in. What do you call it? Absentee. My attendance.
I understand that, sir. So you never gave them a notice that you were missing days. That's correct.
I called them a few times. Yes, I called them. And I was calling the other place that was affiliated with. And then the temp agency. I explained to the both parties what was going on, and they would say they'll get back to me so that I could get my position changed, most likely, but they didn't come back to me, so that's what happened.
And can I have the name of the title of the person who discharged you?
Shit, I guess it was Justina, the head lady.
Can I have you spell
her last name?
Can I have you spell her first name?
Justina. She's a recruiter, but I don't know her last name.
Thank you. And your date of your discharge is 7/13/2024. That's correct?
Yes.
And what was the final incident that caused your discharge? You was absent. That's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What do you mean, what I did to resolve it?
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What do you mean? I told them folks I had a problem with somebody there. Me and another person had a problem. And I didn't go. I kept calling and calling both parties, and they didn't do nothing about it.
Thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
A who?
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
No.
Was any prior warnings for the same or similar act? Did they give you a warning before?
No.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Did you receive sick pay or holiday pay?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Which of the following street addresses in Smithfield have you ever lived there or been associated with? 115 Farnham Park Pike, 209 Pinewood Drive, 3 Apple Orchard Lane, 9 Homestead Street, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
Are you talking about out of town in Rhode Island?
The question was, which of the following street addresses in Smithfield have you ever lived or at or been associated with? 115 Farnham Pike, 209 Pinewood Drive, 3 Apple Orchard Lane, 9 Homestead Street, none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Medical, microbiology, orthopedic surgery, proctology, spinal cord injury medicine, none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 14 Broome Street, 28 Baker Pine Road, 34 Georgiana Avenue, 65 East Drive. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
65 East Drive.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Pawtucket, Portsmouth, Providence, Cumberland, or none of the above?
Providence.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Meridian, Hampden, Stamford, New Haven, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. I hereby file an internet claim for the unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you. I certify an appeal to a jury down the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to my best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree.
Thank you. I understand that it is my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents of the Climate Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. We came to your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished. I also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, how to file your required weekly certification. failure to follow the instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. So the process you just completed, file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week, decline your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. So unemployment claims, these kind of weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exemptions to work search requirements are made of the following. Acting union members who have submitted proof of good standing with the union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff. Claimants attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. So it is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. So if you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, which is Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision of your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless your employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. So we have completing your unemployment claim, and I also have your transaction number available for you to write down once you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. So your transaction number is 498.
498.
116.
116.
105. And your PIN number, so file your claim each and every week. Your PIN number is 8307.
8307?
That's correct.
Oh, I even used that PIN number for something before.
So I did complete your claim. And is there any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims. I hope you enjoy your day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.